let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness is a collection of weekly reflections prepared for publication in 5 newspapers and 1 book bearing the same name. Now, each reflection is related to someone, someplace, or something that speaks to humanity's station, situation, and soul. Soul Fiber is designed to make one's soul fit, reinforced, refreshed, and resolved. The author is Reverend Dr. Pamela June P.J. Anderson, Doctor of Ministry, an ordained minister in the United Church of Christ. She holds dual partnership standing with the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ. She is a decorated and honorably discharged Lieutenant Commander, U.S. Navy Chaplain Corps. She's provided ministry and pastoral leadership to civilians, service members, and military families throughout the United States and abroad. She has numerous civilian awards, accomplishments, and acknowledgments, including a lifetime member of the National Association of the Advancement of Colored People and a lifetime member of the American Legion. Author of Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness, Reverend Dr. Chaplain Pamela June P.J. Anderson, Doctor of Ministry, joins us, our guest on This Week in America. Chaplain, welcome to the program. It's so great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be with you.
This is such an exciting project we're going to be talking about. We'll give you information throughout the course of the interview on where you can get a copy of the book and get in touch with Chaplain. Let's first of all start about the motivation, the idea. What was the motivation for writing this book?
Well, the real motivation is that I have been diagnosed with PTSD, and I found that writing was very, very therapeutic for me. And I also have a desire to live or to have experiences in what I call the fifth dimension, where you see things that through the third eye, and you hear things through the third ear. And before I knew it, I had created another book. So that's the real that's not motivation number one. Motivation number two is my desire to be a vessel through which we can decrease the number of deaths by suicide among my fellow veterans. And so the best way I knew how to start that was to look within and recreate, or maybe not recreate, but remember my diagnosis and how I too was at a point in my life where I wanted to take my own life. And after getting an understanding of what that is, I said, well, you know, the best way to do this is to look into the soul of what I call death by suicide, what it means, and how I could reach the veterans with life,
yes,
with the desire to live.
You know, that's such a problem, and I'm off the top of my head, I'm thinking the daily statistics, suicide by veterans is what, like around 21? It's an alarming number each day.
It is, very much so. And even though that is a national number, one is one too many.
Yes.
And particularly among the transgender service members. But I've got good news, which is something I'll be writing about. And that is that we are, in the state of Michigan, we are working with the Veterans Administration to put forth an opportunity for transgender veterans who have been dishonorably discharged to have that removed from their record.
Fantastic news. That is good news. So we're bringing you good news on the program today from our guest on the program, Chaplain P.J. Wisdom Anderson, Doctor of Ministry, Pamela June, with us on the program today. I mentioned the newspapers that are carrying the columns. How many newspapers publish the articles in your book?
So far, there are 5. We have the Michigan Chronicle, which is just outside of Detroit. We have the Michigan News, which is here in Lansing, the Michigan Bulletin, that is here in Lansing, the Call Post, which covers 3 cities. Cleveland is the headquarters. Then the paper also goes out to Columbus and Cincinnati. And then we have the Akron Reporter in Akron, Ohio, which goes out to Canton and Youngstown.
That is fantastic. Spreading the word. And the book we're talking about is Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness, The author is Pamela June P.J. Anderson, Doctor of Ministry. The book available at the usual places. Direct link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, the website I will give you throughout the program, which is you, the letter U, deservelifesbest.com. I'll give you that at the end of the program. I'm curious about the kind of feedback that you're receiving from the various communities that read your book and articles. So much valuable information, life-saving, life-altering information there. What kind of feedback do you receive from your work?
Well, it actually depends on the community. For an example, if I'm with a community of veterans, it is incredible feedback in terms of showing gratitude that there is a developing resource. And it's not the only developing resource, but I don't know if I have time to tell you about it. The VET to TLGBTQ VET Solution Network, if I'm meeting with that group, it is not only affecting the having a positive effect on the veterans, but also on the churches that adopts the VET to TLGBTQ VET network. And that also includes providing the resource, Soul Fitness for Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness. I apologize. I'm having a little sinus trouble also. Provides them with information like I shared with you earlier.
Oh, yes.
I am kind of the clearinghouse between the Veterans Administration and the veterans in our pews is what we're calling that program.
Perfect.
And so the feedback is incredible. Of course, with gratitude is the first thing. The second thing is giving the veterans in particular and the larger community in general an introduction to journaling and how that can be very, very helpful in working through, in writing through, in thinking through, and going back and reflecting on what they have written in their journal, which is really at the end of every article. So so those have been the two, three primary feedback from the veterans, because that's the major population that I work with, is to give them another way to address their PTSD, not only by reading the book, but by using the place at the end of the book of each chapter. The journal and then by having conversation about what they've written and about what they've
right.
read. And that's what we do in our workshops, for an example. We take a chapter of their choice and they all do the writing, and then we talk about what they've written. And 9 times out of 10, they come out feeling pretty good, much better than when we started.
You know, that's amazing success, and you have such credibility. This is not some academic who's speaking to them in abstract terms. You've actually been where they are, and you can lead them through this. It's so exciting what you're doing. I know when you started this project, when you're working on the project with the workshops, the book, the columns, all of that, there's probably a goal in mind, an end game, something that you would like to see happen. What is the end game, the goal that you have for your work, specifically in Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness?
The end goal or the end game or the long range goal is to reduce and hopefully someday eliminate deaths by suicide among our veterans. I think the second goal, if I can say this, would be to address the veterans in our pews and getting the local ministers involved in having a word for our veterans. Because the only time we are mentioned is the over Memorial Day weekend and on Veterans Day, right?
Yes. Yep.
Well, I think it would be a healthy option for our ministers to have access to their veterans. And you know, no fault of their own, unless you are a veteran, of course, you would not necessarily be sensitive to the needs of the veterans in your pews. So taking this to the local church is also the end game. And ultimately, we are working toward having a national holiday on the fourth Sunday in February As soon as we can work that through the system, and we're calling that VET to TLGBQ VET Appreciation Sunday. So that gives us another day in which the ministers would be speaking from the perspective of encouraging the veterans to live, to encourage the veterans to seek help if they really need it, because, you know, that's a very hard thing to get a veteran to do, and which is to seek help.
Yes.
Because the I want to be as kind as I can toward the Veterans Administration, but my experience has been when I have gone to the hospital for whatever reason in response to my PTSD, they want to write another prescription. Well, that's not what we need.
Exactly. Yes.
We need someone that will take time to talk with us, to take time to understand us. And that is my role. I am taking on that role as a retired U.S. Navy chaplain, is to be available to the chaplains in our pew for conversation, for life. We have a program that we are developing that is entitled Next Life Now. Let's not worry about the by and by. Let's not be in such a hurry to get to the by and by. Let's talk about what we can do today to reduce the suicide ideation, to have conversation, and hopefully the veteran will buy into Next Life Now and will not. And so I guess I've given you two or three goals, but the ultimate goal is to reduce and preferably eliminate death by suicide among veterans.
With us on the program with this very important message is Reverend Dr. Chaplain Pamela June P.J. Anderson, Doctor of Ministry. The book we're talking about, Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness, a website for information, youdeservelifesbest.com. U is just the letter U. You'll find all of that at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and be able to link on directly. You've got so many exciting projects going on, and you're reaching so many people through your book, Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness. Are you planning another book? Is there something in the process? I don't want to put more pressure on you because you're busy enough as it is. Are you writing another book?
Yes. I think the next book is going to be the sequel. In the year 2000, I wrote a book titled, Can the Lord Be My Shepherd If I Am Gay? And the next book is going to be the sequel to that. And the name of that book is simply Yes. Yes, with an exclamation point.
Yes.
The Lord
yes.
can be your shepherd, whatever. The Lord is willing to be your shepherd if you're atheist. You're the one, I mean, we are the ones that's got the doorknob on the soul, if you understand what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So the answer is yes. All we have to do is turn the doorknob and let whoever your divine reference is in. Because without acknowledging something that is in all of us, which is kind of our motivator, which is kind of the spirit which gives us sight and helps us to move our limbs and gives us life, you've got to acknowledge that is within you, and that which is within you is willing to be your companion. Let's use that word.
Yes.
For people who are not into the Holy Spirit, whom I call wisdom, to be your companion through life's challenges. And so that's why we decided to name the book simply Yes, because we need more yeses in our life. You know, does God love me? Well, hell yes, God. Oops, I didn't mean to cuss. Anyway, yes, God loves you.
Yes.
You know, but you have to be convinced of that, and we're doing everything that we can through the writing of this book, including personal disclosure, so that people can relate to the idea that, you know, I think there's something to this. Yes, I'm reading this story, I'm reading these revelations, I'm reading the experiences the chaplain is relating to in this book, and yes. If she has found peace within being gender nonconforming herself, then I can find peace within being gender nonconforming myself. And especially if you are a gender nonconforming veteran, because the hostility toward veterans, the hostility toward active duty transgender veterans, is, well, and number one, it's appalling, but it does also create a weight that you're, that is difficult to get beyond without words of encouragement, without resources that directly address me, the gender nonconforming veteran, or you, the gender nonconforming veteran. So that's the next book. I'm wrestling with how to start it, whether I should make an outline or not, which is not really the way I usually write.
Yes.
But I think that it might be important to do that so that I cover all of the areas that I'm interested in covering, which of course is primarily you can live now.
Yes, and you know, with that passion that you have, I could see you sitting down at the typewriter, and all of a sudden you got a book there. I mean, you've got so many thoughts and expressing yourself so well and getting this message out there. We've got just a couple minutes left in the program. Time is going by quickly.
Really?
I told you it would go by quickly, and I'm a man of my word. It did go by quickly. Is there a targeted community for this book? As you're talking, I'm thinking, boy, this is a message that we all really need to hear, especially now.
Yes. Yes. And that's something that I wrestle with, I must confess, is how to include civilians. And I think the one way that I will be able to include civilians would be to talk to some gender nonconforming civilians and get feedback from them as to what they would like to have addressed in the book that we are entitling Yes. Because sometimes I too am not as sensitive to civilians as I probably could be, because I am just so focused on veterans.
Yes.
So I think in response to the question that you just asked, that the best thing for me to do is to ask civilians, you know, how do you wrestle with being gender nonconforming? And if you are homophobic, well, let's talk about that. Where do you think that homophobia comes from? Is this something that is, because I have found that 9 times out of 10, a person that's just so doggedly against the gay and lesbian and transgender and bisexual community are so because that is something within them that they are wrestling with, that is very difficult for them to come out and talk about because, oh, I don't know, I may be put out of the church, I may be put out of my home. You know, my spouse may divorce me, my family may, you know, there are untold numbers of reasons. And again, not to criticize the church, but, you know, we're taught to lie in the church, you know, because if I come out and tell my truth, then the church is going to invite me to have a seat, might invite me out. And so we just keep it within. But I'll be having conversations about people that I think are homophobic to see if they will at least talk with me. And we can even make that a part of the book, is that people talking about their journey out of the closet, their journey out of homophobia, so that they too can live, because there are all kinds of deaths. There's, you know, death of the spirit, you know, death of hope, death of love, death of faith. There are many ways that death takes away from the human population. Well, I don't see you anymore. Are you still there?
Oh, yes, yes. I don't know what happened to the picture there, but yeah, you're there. I'm just listening to everything and wishing that we had more time to talk about these issues. And I'm going to take I got a minute or so left here, but you pour so much of you, your emotions, into your projects. Will this be the last book? I'm thinking this takes an emotional toll probably on you to reflect and to write the book. Is this the last book that you're working on now, about to work on, or are there more coming from you?
Oh, I'm sure that there will be more coming because it helps me. It helps me. And that's the only way I can help others, is because if it doesn't do anything for me,
exactly,
then
yes,
it's not going to do anything for you, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
So yes, I'll probably write right up to May the 12th of 2037. That's what I intend to do.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to the new book. Now, the book we're talking about currently, Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness, the chaplain's website is deservelifesbest.com. And you can go to our website, by the way, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to the chaplain's website. Our guest has been Reverend Dr. Chaplain Pamela June P.J. Anderson, Doctor of Ministry. And again, you can connect with her by going to her website, getting all the information. This has really been a fascinating conversation, a very important conversation. Look forward to your continued progress on Yes, I love the title of that, because everybody's going to look at it, so you've got their attention immediately. Usually titles go on for 5 or 6 pages. You've got one word there and an exclamation point, so that will get everybody's attention.
Brother Rick, you're amazing.
I would love to have you back to talk about this. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Very good. Where can I go and see this program? When will this be on your website?
Well, we will have the program. We will be up very soon, and I'll get you all that information here in just a second. So let me just say we're going to wrap up this this part of the program today. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.